is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, brought to you by and presented on the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. Are you guys good? It's summertime. It's getting warm. I know it's getting warm because I went to work really early this morning and I wore a sweater. Thought I was really cool. We had a meeting. I was like, yeah, I'm going to wear this sweater so I look awesome during the meeting. And then lunchtime comes around and I'm sweating. So, you know, I would say pain is beauty, but there was nothing painful about me looking beautiful. It was just a lot of sweat, and then I was hot. So thanks, son. Thank you, son, for not. You could have sent me an email. You could have sent me a DM. You could have sent me a Snapchat, a Twitter message, anything, a smoke signal. I just wish the son would have let me know that he was coming out. It would have been cool because I wouldn't have worn a sweater this morning. I want to tell you guys about something. Before I get into today's stories, which are going to be great, usually I tell these stories so that, you know, if you're in a situation in your life where things aren't going the greatest, or if you're in a situation in your life where you're like, oh, I wish my life was better, I could tell you one of these stories and you're like, you know what, at least I'm not in that situation. So for those of you guys that may have, like, I don't know, maybe you have like a couple ants in your house, I'm going to tell you a story to make you feel like ants in your house is okay. For those of you that feel like you have a roommate that isn't paying you enough rent, I have a story for that too. And for those of you that feel like you have to eat at 7-Eleven, because, I don't know, maybe you don't have good enough food at home, I'm going to tell you a story about that, too. I'm going to tell you a story about going into 7-Eleven and using their microwave. I'm going to tell you a story about that, too. So, I don't even think it was 7-Eleven. I don't know. Some store, like a Quickie Mart, Quick Stop, something. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what place it was, because the story is incredible. But before I get to all that, I just want to tell you guys about this epidemic that's going on, okay? There's an epidemic of people. There's an epidemic of people that are genuinely annoying, right? They're genuinely annoying and they're going out of their way to be annoying, and you know they are, but you try to be nice to them. And what happens? What happens? You know, you get hosed, right? You get hosed. Everyone knows, everyone's been a part, everyone has been like a victim of this, a victim of doing, you know, I don't even want to call the benefit of the doubt. I don't want to call the benefit of the doubt because you already knew the situation was not going to pan out well. I'm going to tell you guys what happened. Okay, so my phone rings. I pick it up because I've been trying to do this thing where if my phone rings, I always pick it up. I want to show, I want to have integrity. I'm working on my integrity. So I want to pick up the phone whenever I'm available. I don't want to ignore anyone's call. I shouldn't be avoiding calls. I don't have bill collectors calling me. I'm fine. I pick up the phone. The guy says, hey, this is so-and-so from blah, 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 Solar. How are you doing? So in my mind, instantly, I'm like, man, I don't want to buy any solar. Like, I don't want to buy any solar, dude. Like, why are you? Oh, my God. And I already picked up the phone. He asked me how I'm doing already. I'm not going to hang up in his face, even though I should have, because I'm not going to buy solar. I'm not, even if he said, yo, Mr. Holloway, solar is 57 cents today, we'll give you all the solar one for free, I still wouldn't have bought it. I wasn't going to buy it. There's no way I was going to buy it from him. No way. But I was like, okay. He's like, how are you doing? I was like, I'm great. He said, are you the owner of the home? I am the owner of the home. But I said, no. Just because I'm not going to buy it. And then B, I wanted to see what he was going to say. I wanted to see if he was going to say, oh, well, can you contact the owner of the home? Oh, well, let me email you a link. Oh, well, here's a phone number. I don't know. Ho, check out our website. Who owns the home? Anything. Are there babies in the home? How big is the home? He could have asked me anything else. You guys know what he did? You guys want to know what he did? He said, okay, click, and hung up in my face. He hung up in my face. In my face. You know what that's like? That's like if you went to your door, like, I don't know, on Sunday, and the Jehovah's Witnesses was at your door, and they were like, boom, 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 and you open it up. They're like, hey, can we give you, like, the, can we, you know, put you up on some Christ? Can we put you on some Jehovah? And you're like, you know what? Yeah, come on in. And they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Is that hardwood or linoleum? And you're like, it's linoleum. They're like, I'm not going to walk on your linoleum. Wait, you're not going to come in and get sell me any Jehovah because I'm going to have real wood floors? Yeah, we don't walk on that stuff. And then they just leave. That's so rude. Can you believe that? And that's what I'm saying, people. So I'm stuck in between this rock and this hard place of being nice to people that I know I shouldn't be nice to, or, you know, even being cordial, or just going with my gut. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a few situations in this life where you know exactly what's going to happen. Right? Right? I'm going to say, let's say this. 1 out of 10 situations that you're in. 10. When I say situations, I mean times where you have to say like yes or no. Or sometimes where you're asked a question or you receive some information. Out of 10 of those, 1 of those times, you know exactly what's going to happen. The other times are, I'm not going to say they're random, but one time you know exactly what's going to happen. And this time, I knew I wasn't going to buy any solar from him, but I tried to be nice about it. Like, oh, how are you doing, sir? Oh, I'm good. Are you the owner of the home? No. Okay. Click. Really, dude? It's just rude. It's just rude. As no one else is rude when you go to someone's house and they have ants. But people have ants sometimes. So I can't really blame people for having ants, especially in the summer, because sometimes the ants get hot. They want to come in the house and cool down, and there's food in the house. I can't blame ants for being in people's houses. Can't blame them. If someone has roaches, that's a different conversation. Maybe you shouldn't have roaches. Maybe you should reevaluate the cleanliness of your situation. Some people have spiders. You got a little spider here, a little spider there. That's fine. Maybe you have a little spider. I get that. Whatever. People have spiders. Daddy long legs, black widows. I get that. If you have a bunch of tarantulas in your house, though, there's a problem. If you have one tarantula in your house, there's a problem. I even mean if you have a pet tarantula in your house right now and one of the little terrariums that we used to get in fifth grade that's all plastic and the top has a color and there's all the lines in it for the hole and you can see through the middle of it. If you have a tarantula at your house right now, one of those cages, there's a problem. I'm just telling you, there's a problem. Now, here's the kicker. If you have mice or rats in your house, this is the only time in your life that you're going to get a pass. Right? Right. I know some of you guys are like, wait, what? What? What, Ryan, mice and rats? That's crazy. Why would someone have mice? There's people out there on the block that got mice and rats. Mice and rats. And meese? Why do I want to say meese? Why do I want to say meese? Anyway, there's somebody right now that has a mouse in their house. And they're like, man, my life is over. I got a mouse in my house. I'm going to tell you something, sir, that's going to make your life a whole lot better. A couple had to call the police because while they were watching TV, a family of raccoons fell out of the roof. There was a mom and 4 little cubby raccoons. I don't know what baby raccoons are called. Maybe they're called, I don't know. All of the things that I was thinking of to say, they all sound like, they don't sound like good, right? Like every raccoon, everything I was thinking of to say to make it look cute or it did nothing for me. I don't know. Maybe we'll call them little bandits. It was a mom and 4 little bandits. They fell from the roof. They called the police. The police came over with animal control. Animal control tried to grab the mom. The mom bit animal control, and then she ran off. She scurried off. And then they caught the 4 little bandits. Now, here's the thing. This isn't like a squirrel that got into a house. This is 4 raccoons living in your home. Now, if you have a rat in your house, maybe things are really dirty. Like, I get it. Because rats, if you have a rat in your house, maybe things are really dirty. Like, I mean, rats eat anything, but you still kind of nasty to have a rat in your house. But if you have a whole family of raccoons in your house, like, you may not need a house. Like, you probably need to move. Wait, don't get me twisted. Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with living in an apartment, but you may need to live in an apartment because you need a smaller amount of space. You need a smaller amount of space because this whole you having a whole house and you got raccoons living upstairs, it's not a good look, especially when they're just falling out of the ceiling. How do you have raccoons falling out of your ceiling? Wait. Hold on. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take a quick commercial break. When I get back, I need you guys to explain to me how this happens. And if you do have a rat or mouse in your house right now, I need you to take care of it by the time I get back from this break. Because I was just kind of playing around, like saying, hey, ha, it's cool if you got them. No, it's not. It's not okay. So if you have a mouse in your house right now or a rat, like, fix it. Fix it now. I'll be right back.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented on and by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. So, if you're somebody that was listening that had a whole mouse or a whole rat in your domain, I need you to take care of that. I know I tried to say that it was okay to have those in your house because somebody has raccoons in their house, but that's not okay. I was just kidding. I was just joking around. Call somebody because it's not a good look. But this person had 5 raccoons in their house, 1 adult raccoon and then 4 baby raccoons. And this isn't a situation where like they were in the garage. No, the family was watching TV and the raccoons fell out of the ceiling. They fell out of the ceiling. So how, not raggedy. I'm not gonna say one's house was raggedy, but how, what's the maintenance level on your home that the ceiling is just falling in? And I don't know how big these raccoons were, but if they were small raccoons, then I mean, well, they were babies and then one was a whole adult raccoon. I mean, was she huge? Like, was she a big raccoon? They couldn't catch her, so maybe she was really big. Either way, whatever you have going on, I just need you to know that if you're someone with an animal infestation issue, fix it. It's not okay. It's not okay. You can't have people over if you got raccoons just falling out of your ceiling. It's not okay. It's never going to be okay to have animals just falling out of your ceiling. It's not. And this isn't even really weird news. This is just a PSA because raccoons are dangerous. Did you know that to get like a rabies shot, if you don't have benefits, it's like $1,000 to get like a rabies vaccine. $1,000. Now, healthcare is already $1 trillion. So if you work somewhere, cool. If Obamacare got you, or Romney Care, whatever we're calling it, Trumpy Care, whatever you want to call it, if they got you, that's fine. I'm just saying that if you get bit by a raccoon, I'm not sure things are going to be okay for you. This might just be the last time that you're going to be able to get bit by a raccoon because, nope. On a lighter note, I asked you guys earlier, do you have a roommate that doesn't pay you enough rent? Maybe you have somebody at your house that's being a freeloader. Well, it's not that bad. You want to know why? Last week, a gentleman had to call the police because he came home and realized someone was sleeping on his couch that he didn't even know. And you know what's interesting is that this guy came home and saw this guy on his couch, called the police. And on the 911 call, you can hear the guy trying to wake up the man sleeping on his couch. And the police show up and they arrest this guy and like charge him with like, I guess, passive aggressive burglary. I don't know. But here's my thing. I tip my hat to this man. I really tip my hat to him because if I come home and someone sleep on my couch that I don't know, I'm not going to be home anymore. I'm leaving. No. Listen. According to the story, the guy came in through the window and then went to sleep on the couch. Now, if you have the type of bravery, if you're so sleepy that you're like, yo, I need some sleep and I cannot sleep outside. I'm going to just go into this house. You're brave enough to go into my house and you go to sleep on my couch. you're too brave for me to yell at you. I'm sorry. I'm not yelling at you. It's just nothing that's going to happen. You know, what's interesting about this is that it's weird, right? Because the only way this guy would have yelled at this guy, at this other guy that's asleep, are for two reasons. One, the guy who came home was really sleepy. He was even sleepier. And when you're sleepy, you don't care. You don't give any of those things. You don't give any in the world. If you have ever tried to wake up someone, have you ever had someone wake you up while you're in some good sleep? Have you ever turned into a tiger faster in your life? I have not. When people try to wake me up out of good sleep, I turn into a tiger. I turned into a real life tiger, a Bengal tiger. I'm like a tiger for 4 hours after that. So I feel like this guy, I must have got home and was like, yo, are you serious? Are you serious, bro? Wake up. Are you serious? And that's the only way you'd run up on somebody that's asleep. Because people that are asleep, they don't want those kind of problems. That's just not something I'm going to sign up for. Or the guy came home when he was really drunk. Like, yo, what are you doing here? Because there's just too many unknowns in that situation to try to wake up someone that sleep on your couch in your house. Or maybe it's just a neighborhood I've never been to before. There's so many unknown questions of this story. I read the whole paragraph. I Googled to try to get some more information. But no, that's all I have. The guy came home and he found another man sleep on his couch. And no, this wasn't some sexy affair. Like, he came home and his wife was cheating and the guy ran on the couch. No, it's nothing like that, y'all. He came home and this guy was asleep and the cops came and arrested the guy. Maybe this guy did it on purpose to get arrested. I'm not 100% sure. I just know this. There's been times where I've been very sleepy. So there's been times I've been sleepy and there's no, what's the word? There's no way around this sleep. Like, someone's going to get these Z's. Some pillow, some floor, some couch, some chair, the top of a car, somebody's line is going to get these Z's. So I get it. I understand. I'm going to say I understand breaking into somebody's house to get some sleep. I understand that. I'm not going to say I would do it. I don't condone it, but I understand. You know what I don't understand? I will never understand running up on somebody that is asleep in your house you don't know. Never going to do it. And for those of you out there that are like, well, that's my house. I would do it. No, you wouldn't. You would never do it. In fact, one of my brothers one day, he was at work and got a first alert, some type of alarm company he used. They alerted him on his phone, your premises has been compromised. And he's like, what? And he left work. He was on lunch, but he just left work, right? He gets to his house and pulls up. And he's about to get out the car and was like, wait a minute. And he called the police and the police came and it was a false alarm. But he told me this story and was like, yo, what was I going to do? I was like, you weren't going to do anything. I wouldn't do anything either. If anybody that will break into a house, they're already willing to risk everything. You don't hear. Oh my God. People don't even walk into bathrooms they don't recognize. But someone that will break into a random house, not knowing anything that's in there, you can't trust those type of people. You can't trust them. Those people are capable of anything. They're capable of anything. So no, never. I'm never. So hey, for those of you that have my address, if you ever need some sleep, if you need to break into my house to sleep on the couch, that's fine. That's fine. I can't guarantee you won't get arrested. But I can guarantee you, I'm not going to be the one to arrest you, because that's the type of crazy you don't deal with. That's just the type of crazy that you don't mess with. And I hate to use the word crazy like that all freely with what we got going on right now. But I feel like this is a situation where I can say that anyone that would break into somebody's house and just lie down and go to sleep somewhere they don't know, I'm going to go out on the limb and say that's crazy. But what's crazier is coming home, seeing a silhouette of a body on your couch, and then running up on them. Never gonna do that. I've watched too much terrible TV to let anything bad happen to me by running up on somebody that was sleeping on my couch. What do I look like? How did I explain that to my mom? How did he die? Oh, well, he came home, somebody was sleeping on his couch, and then the person killed him. Why didn't he just call the police? I don't know. He thought he was gangster. When keeping it real goes wrong. I'm telling y'all. So when I get back, I'm going to tell you why your gas station experiences aren't that bad. I'm going to tell you why as soon as I get back.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented on and by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcast needs. Now, I told you that I was going to explain to you why your gas station experiences aren't that bad. Now, you're like, well, Ryan, what exactly does that mean? Like, what do you mean my gas station experience isn't that bad? What exactly does that mean? I want more information. Okay, I'm going to give you more information. Actually, here's the thing. Let me change the premise of this story. I'm gonna remind you why your day at work wasn't that bad. I'm gonna remind you why. I'll tell you why. I promise your day at work wasn't that bad because, according to a store clerk, this woman walked into the, I'm just gonna say, the convenience store. He saw her use the microwave. She put something in the microwave, and he heard a loud pop. The woman opened the microwave, took out a canister. The woman opened the microwave, took out a canister that was broken, and then wiped some stuff out the microwave on the floor and just took off running. When the clerk goes over to the floor, he realizes that it's urine. So this lady put a canister of urine in the microwave and then blew it up in the microwave and then just left. Like, she just left. The police arrested her. She got caught for vandalism or whatever. But can you imagine? Like, I mean, so there's things that happen at work where you're like, oh man, why do I, you know, like, oh geez, can I say, I'm not going to say that. You're at work like, man, geez, why is this doing this? I can't believe this is my life. FML. Like, why is this my life? But can you imagine you're at work and someone comes into your job and then they do something that leaves you having to clean up urine? Now, I don't mean it's your job to clean up urine because you get used to that, right? Like, I mean, if you're a head custodian or a janitor or someone that's in charge of bathrooms and toilets and commodes and lavatories, if that's what you're in charge of, then that's fine. That's fine. That's your job. But if you just count money and sell cookies and candies and have people fill up their gas tanks, you don't expect to clean up urine by the microwave. Like, what part of the game is that? Now, the way I was going to start this story was I was going to compare it to other people's gas station experiences because, I mean, but then again, I thought about it and I was like, you know what? We go to the gas station and get gas. We buy a piece of beef jerky, buy some chips, get a little energy drink. Who knows? None of those stories. Okay, so the line was long. So what? Okay, so you had to move your car to do a different pump because the pump was broke. Okay, so what? Okay, you had to put your credit card in a different machine and it didn't work, so to go inside and pay cash for gas. Okay, so what? None of those things are a big deal. None of those things are a big deal. You know what is a big deal? If you're at work, minding your own business, trying to pay your bills, somewhere you don't want to be working at, and somebody puts a canister of urine in the microwave, blows it up, and then leaves. Who's going to clean that up? You do. Unbelievable. It looked like she took the canister out and realized it was broke, and then she kind of did a halfway cleanup type of thing and then just left. You know how somebody spills something, they get a napkin and kind of put it on the thing and they put their foot on it and move it a little bit and they just walk off? She did that basically. I wasn't there, but that's what it sounds like she did. Like, yo, this isn't my job. And then just took off running. If I was that guy, I wouldn't have pressed any charges. I wouldn't do anything like that. She just has to come clean it up. Don't take her to jail. Don't take her to jail. Don't charge her with any vandalism. Just come clean this up. I can get a microwave. We can get a new microwave from, I don't know, Best Buy tomorrow. Or from Walmart, the Sears outlet, wherever. I could buy a new microwave. She's just got to come clean this up. Because I'm not cleaning this up. I'm not. You know what? Sometimes life gives you situations where, hold on, I'll say it like this. You know, there's those times on television shows and in real life when someone gets fired and like, that's the best. They're like, being fired was the best thing that ever happened to me. And people think that they're playing, like they're saying it like facetiously, like they don't really mean it. No, most of the time it's true. If you get fired from something that you hated, a lot of times it's the best thing that ever happened to you. I'm just letting you know now. Anyone that's down in the dumps right now, you just lost your job, don't worry about it. If you know you're going to get fired tomorrow, don't worry about it. If you got fired last week, don't worry about it. Because it was probably the best thing that ever happened to you. And you'll find out soon. Maybe not this month. Maybe not tomorrow. Maybe not in an hour. Maybe not in 6 months. But sooner than later, you're going to realize that was the best thing that ever happened to you. I say all that to say this. Mr. Gas Station Clerk Man. This whole urine in the microwave exploding thing while you're on the clock trying to get your money up. This is your call to action that you need a new job. This is your call to action. Because I'm telling you, this is going to happen again. You want to know why it's going to happen again? Because it happened once. And now everyone in that neighborhood is going to think they can just run in there and put pee-pee in the microwave and blow it up. But it's not okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. So I'm just letting you know now. I'm letting you know now that lady is in jail right now telling everybody about how she put pee-pee in the microwave. She blew it up and then made you clean it up. I'm letting you know now. I'm letting you know right now. You can't stand for this anymore. You can't take this. So, this is your time to get up, get your life together, go to veterinarian school, go be a rocket scientist, go join the circus, go build the tallest Lego tower ever. Follow your dreams. Because if you don't, day after day after day after day, meth addicts are going to be putting canisters of pee-pee in the microwave, blowing it up, and then laughing at you. Yes, this is the thing. This is a thing. It's true. It's a thing. I don't even know. I'm not even 100% sure who the clerk was, but I just feel like this is one of those situations where there's got to be something to learn from it. Because the lady that put the pee-pee in the microwave, she didn't learn anything from it. Because if she did that this time, that means she's done it before. She had to have done that before. Because there's no way you're going to leave your house with some, I don't even know whose pee it was, but you're going to leave your house with this pee, drive all the way or ride your bike, skateboard, all the way to the convenience store, put your pee-pee in that microwave if you've never done that before. You've done that before. You've done that before. Jeez. Unbelievable. It's disgusting. What kind of world are we living in now where you can't even do your job without someone putting pee-pee in your microwave? Unbelievable. They should also just get a new microwave at that store, because you can't really have people heating up the hot dogs in there, because once they cook it, it's going to give off a smell. And if it's not going to smell like hot dogs anymore. So that's my two cents on that. Anyway, I appreciate you guys joining me. You could be anywhere in the world right now, but you're here with me. This has been your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, on the Weird News on the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by and presented on the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. Live long, prosper, watch your potholes.